As never before, Tasmania has become a favoured destination for mainland and international tourists who go there to explore the clean, green countryside and to taste the island's fresh foods from land and sea. Jan Glover decided it was time to put the offshore island of Bruny, a ferry ride from Hobart, firmly on the map by putting together a feast and Fossick tour of Bruny Island that starts in June. She told Veronica Matheson about her plans.
Tasmania has really taken off as a tourist destination. Why has it taken so long for people to realise what great assets you've got down there?
And it's been quite remarkable. Looking at tourism numbers to Tasmania are just continuing to increase over the last couple of years. So it's very exciting. It has been very quiet for so long. I have finally having a little tourism bubble at the moment, which is also very exciting for us down here.
Bruny Island has been overlooked and it's got so many assets, hasn't it?
I think it has been totally overlooked and kept a secret for such a long time. It's been a sleepy little town, and I think a lot of that is due to Rob Pennicott with the Pennicott Wilderness Journeys, the Bruny Island cruise that he offers, which is an absolutely wonderful tour of the Bruny Island coastline. He's been going since 1999 and has won many tourism awards. And I think Rob has really put Bruny Island on the tourism radar.
And now you're about to add to that.
Absolutely. Yes, we've been down on Bruny Island for a few years now. We have a business called Adventure Bay Retreat. We have a lodge and a spa cottage, and we're just in the process of building two more properties down there. And we will then have four properties with a capacity to accommodate up to 16 people. So, which gave me the idea to start a new business called Feast and Fossick Tasmania, launching at the moment.
So has there been a shortage of accommodation in Bruny Island?
I think there has been a shortage in perhaps upmarket, nice boutique accommodation. There are lots of little shacks that people, you know, rent out for accommodation, which are lovely. But there are now a few places which are very nice to come and stay.
So people can go there and they can have that luxury experience.
Absolutely.
So Jan, how did you get involved with Bruny Island?
I guess I'm Tasmanian. I'm sixth generation Tasmanian. And I love Tasmania and I feel so passionate about anything Tasmanian. And my family history, you know, I have convict history, I have Aboriginal history, and it's quite fascinating. My mum is very interested in the ancestry and has traced that family tree. And we have a convict relative who arrived in Tasmania in 1821. And he and his convict wife went on to have eight children, two of which are Aboriginal. We're not quite sure how that happened or what the situation was there, but I come down from one of those Aboriginal children. And it's just a fascinating tale of this convict man working in the Midlands of Tasmania and being held captive by, you know, Matthew Brady, the bushranger. And I think, oh my goodness, I've got dead convicts and there's Aboriginals and it's all wound together by bushrangers. And when you start unravelling and unlayering some of this history, it's just such a fascinating... It asks more questions, but it's also very fascinating.
That's great credentials. And no wonder you've got an attachment for Tasmania. So tell me, how did you get involved with Bruny Island?
Being Tasmania, I'm Tasmanian, I've explored a lot of Bruny Island, a lot of Tasmania, including Bruny Island, over the years. And it's always been a special little spot to relax and unwind. It's very quiet, it's very underdeveloped, and it's got a certain rawness about Bruny Island. It's a lovely place to escape to. So my husband and I one day had a drive over to Bruny Island and we spontaneously purchased 40 acres of land, which is very unlike us. And I guess our business has built from there.
And it's very easy to get there from Hobart, isn't it?
It is quite easy. It's a 40-minute drive down to a sort of a sleepy little fishing village of Kettering. And from Kettering, you take a vehicle ferry, which only takes, I guess, 25 minutes to cross the channel. So with my new business, Feast and Fossick Tasmania, Feast and Fossick Tasmania has an offering of three different tours. One is a two-night, three-day stay in Hobart. On the waterfront at the new Mac One Hotel in Salamanca. And we explore lots of adventures in Hobart. We go out to Mona, we sip cocktails, we try gin and whiskey. We do a kayaking tour around the waterfront at Salamanca with a crispy sort of chip and fish lunch, which you have to have if you visit Salamanca.
Absolutely.
And then we also offer, as an add-on, a two-night, three-night stay on Bruni Island. And we pick guests up from Salamanca. We drive them over to Bruni Island. We taste fresh Bruni Island oysters. We visit the isthmus and climb the steps to the lookout, which there are beautiful views out of the Bruni coastline. We visit Bruni Island premium wines. We do Rob Pennicott's unforgettable wilderness journey tour. There's some plump sweet berries at the Bruni Island Berry Farm. And we do, there's some optional walks as well out to Fluted Cape and Glassy Point. So guests can choose to do the Hobart Fossick separately, the Bruni Fossick separately, or a whole tour including a full night stay, including two nights in Hobart and two nights on Bruni Island at our property at Adventure Bay Retreat.
I didn't actually realise that there was so much produce there. I mean, cheese and wine and fudge and whiskey, all made on Bruni Island.
It's actually amazing, Veronica. The gourmet food trial that has been developing on Bruni Island in the last couple of years is totally awesome, really. It's Feast and Fossick Tasmania is not about just trying that produce. It's meeting the producers. It's meeting the oyster farmer at Get Chucked and having a chat to him about the oysters and how they're grown and his life, and meeting the cheesemaker. And they're interesting people, and they've all got stories to tell.
That's the way you should. That's immersive travel, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
Just back to wines. Wines on Bruni Island. What sort of wines do you grow there?
We have Bruni Island premium wine, and that's actually the only vineyard growing on Bruni Island at the moment. I suspect that more vineyards will pop up over on Bruni Island in the future. But they have won prizes in the last few years for their Chardonnay. And it's a little premium vineyard that have produces small amounts, but it's very nice.
It's wildlife. Is there much wildlife there?
Wildlife is abundant.
What would you find there?
You'll find wedge-tailed eagles. You'll find the 40-spotted pardalote, which is on the endangered species list, the swift parrot, fairy penguins, albatross. A lot of people travel to Bruni Island to find the white wallaby, which is unique to Bruni Island. It's an almost albino genetic mutation of the Bennett's wallaby. There are eastern quoll, Tasmanian patamelon, and echidna. And certainly out on Rob Pennicott's boat trip, you'll often see dolphins and whales at the right time of the year.
Sounds like paradise.
Certainly is. Yeah. There's certainly an abundance of wildlife everywhere on Bruni Island.
That was Jan Glover talking about her Feast and Fossick tour of Bruni Island with Veronica Matheson. For more information on the Bruni Island tour, visit www.feastfossicktasmania.com.au. Feast Fossick Tasmania, that's all one word.